it's a pleasure to be with you. And I think here in the Pacific Northwest, we are going to run up hard against a brick wall when it comes to electric production in the Northwest. And why is that happening? Because we have people in both Oregon and Washington, to a lesser extent, Idaho, in the official ranks, you know, the governors, the state legislatures, that have all decreed that we're going to electrify everything we possibly can. Whether the citizens of the Northwest like that or not, you're going to drive electric cars. We're going to invite AI data centers and other kinds of data centers, and a growing population that gobbles up a lot of electric power. And there is supposed to be an obligation on the part of government to make sure that the mix of private utilities, privately owned companies that supply electric power, and the publicly owned utilities, PUDs and such, that they actually have sufficient supply so that when we've got a dry water year, or we've got a cold winter or a hot summer, that we have enough electricity to get by. Well, one of the people sounding the alarm on this is State Senator Matt Behnke from Kennewick, who's suggesting we are, as soon as next year, going to run into a major gap in energy. And Senator Behnke, welcome to the program. And if I've misstated your position, by all means, correct me.
No, thanks, Lars, for having me. That's exactly right. And first, I want to thank all the veterans on Veterans Day for all their sacrifice that they've done. We're in a crisis, frankly, Lars. Over the next couple of years, we're looking at a 9-gigawatt shortfall. At best, that's 3 in the state of Washington, and we're trying to get things built. And what's happening is there's so much red tape, so much agency bureaucracy, that we can't even get anything built in the Northwest. We're looking at these shortfalls coming up in the next month or two as we get into the winter weather season. And we've had in the last couple of years of these blackouts, brownouts, and areas that are really critical resources we need to get to our citizens, so we don't have anybody who's out left in the cold.
Well, so what do we need to do to wake people up about this? And I've got one suggestion that could be made, and that is, we continue to see data centers built in the Northwest, both Oregon and Washington, and the local communities love them. Because they come in, they spend a lot of money, they put a lot of infrastructure on the ground, and of course, the county that they're located in ends up with a big bunch of tax revenue, not to mention the jobs of actually building the data centers. Once they're up and operating, they really don't employ that many people. In fact, I know of at least one data center where the technicians who actually run it might number a couple of dozen, and the security force is actually much bigger than the force of people who actually work making sure that all the, the ones and zeros fly in and out of those data centers. But those things are a disaster when it comes to energy, because there are estimates that they might burn up as much as, the estimate I saw was up to 30% of the power in the region in the next decade or so. I tried telling that to one of your colleagues from the state legislature. It was a young lady whose name escapes me now. And she said, oh, no, they're only eating up about 6%. I said, it's 6% now, but it's forecast to go as high as 30%. What are we going to do when we run out? So I would suggest that some of your colleagues, even the ones on the Republican side of the aisle, may be a little bit uninformed when it comes to, well, how much are they chewing up, and do we have the energy to supply it? I'd like to know what you think.
That's correct. We got to get the word out and primarily educate and make people aware of what these issues really are. And to your point, it does grow. We're seeing efficiencies in some of the new data centers, improvements as they've modified and they've updated to these new chips that you're hearing about with NVIDIA, and even the slight streams where we can work with advanced nuclear power. We're seeing these partnerships that come online that we can have your build your own device, where that advanced nuclear power could be co-located with that data center and allow us that opportunity to have some of that grid reliability, the resource they need to be there. But you're exactly right. A lot of my peers, a lot of my coworkers across the aisle and, of course, across the state, they're not even seeing this as an issue. We think we have a bigger crisis in other places. I'm just trying to shout the alarm to get everybody on board, get this information to people, and hopefully we can act now before it gets too late.
Well, and in fact, Senator Behnke suggested these are the numbers you need to pay attention to. The region by next year, 2026, is looking at a gap of 1,300 megawatts. So 1.3 gigawatts, we're going to be short of power. And you say, well, what happens when we fall short? We hit that day where low stream flows or low water levels behind the hydro dams combined with very cold temperatures mean that everybody turns their thermostat up. And all of a sudden, some region of the Northwest, I didn't say the country, but of the Northwest, some region has to be told your power is going to go off for several hours. Is it going to come down to that as soon as this winter?
It is. And we've already got put processes in places with our utilities. They're looking at contingency operations right now. When those emergency threat vectors come in play, that decisions are going to be made with our local communities across the Northwest, and specifically Washington State, on when we're going to shut those things down, when we're going to power down our cities, our counties, and other manufacturing to make sure we have power to keep the grid going. We're in a crisis right now, Lars, and I appreciate you taking the time to share this with your listeners. I just hope they reach out to me and others to try to get more people involved to raise this to the governor's level. Governor Ferguson is putting out a new energy strategy, and we're hurting because it's not even effective in that strategy. I'm trying to push this to the highest levels we possibly can.
Okay, I've got two suggestions. One is, what if the legislature said to all these communities, usually they don't build the data centers in the high population areas, they build them in the rural areas because they can get the water, they can get the land cheap, they can get the power cheap, and they do provide some jobs. So tell them there's a moratorium on any new construction of data centers until we get the power problem fixed. That would not be unreasonable any more than it is when a region says, you know, we've hit the limit on septic, we've hit the limit on water, we've hit the limit on something else, and we're not going to issue any more building permits, especially for these high-power consumers, until you fix the problem. That would get their attention. Do you think you could get your colleagues to do that?
I would be happy to run that bill right now. And as a matter of fact, we have some of that in draft with our colleagues to be on board with that. I don't think the chair of the Senate Energy and Environment Technology Committee would go for that. I think, frankly,
you could embarrass him with it,
Lars.
By the way, Senator Behnke, one other suggestion. Would it be fair to say the Seattle Metro has voted for this green power nonsense a whole lot more than the eastern side of the state of Washington?
Yes, sir. And being in the eastern Washington, 90% of the capital of the energy locations for the manufacture of energy in the Northwest.
Yeah. So I've got a suggestion. Why don't we turn off downtown Seattle? When you got to pick a region that loses its power for a few hours because we've run short because of the garbage that people right there in downtown Seattle voted for, why don't we turn their lights off? You think you can get that bill to fly at the legislature?
I definitely would not be able to get that going, Lars, but that's a great idea to at least have a better awareness and understanding of how critical the nature is when you just trust that a system's going to be there. And frankly, we've had really good utility personnel for years.
And we have. That's Senator Matt Behnke. He represents the Tri-County area, well, Richland, Wesca, and West Pasco.